The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Of Open Doors, Part 2. Unveiling the Secrets of Open Doors, Part 2. We started last week on Open Doors series, and Pastor Moshevi started that, and it was a very awesome time in God's presence. And tonight we are going into Part 2 of Unveiling the Secrets of Open Doors. Our God is a God who is a door opener. And that's why we call him the way maker. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. He's the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways he cannot see. He will make a way for you. He will be our God. Hold us closely to his side with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. So our God is a way maker. He's a God that makes the way. He opens the door. We're reading together Isaiah 43 from verse 18 all through to verse 19. We'll be reading it together from the screen. Isaiah 43 from verse 18 to 19. Let's read together now, everybody. 1, 2, go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, that we do a new thing. Now we shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That is, I specialize in opening doors. I delight in opening the doors for my people. And for somebody here tonight, a door of blessing that will never be shut again will be opened to you suddenly tonight. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear an impactful amen. And there's a major key to opening doors we're looking at tonight. It is called well-doing. Someone say well-doing. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, the Bible says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if only we faint not. So there is something that is called well-doing. Well-doing is a vital requirement for doors to open. Many people struggle to open doors. Some doors open to them cheaply through their well-doing. Say, don't stop doing well. Say, because if you persist in doing well, suddenly a door will open for you. There are at least 21 people here tonight. Suddenly the door will open for you. Suddenly the door of greatness shall be opened for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Well doing simply means doing good things that are pleasing to heaven and to the earth. Well doing, doing good things, good conduct that are pleasing to heaven and pleasing on the earth. And tonight, I will be giving you examples of well-doing that we need to do continuously that can open doors for us. If somebody said tonight, if you are said, shout hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Shout an international hallelujah. You will not die a local person. Oh. I say you will not die a local person. Oh. In the name of Jesus. Examples of well-doing that opens door. Number one is called the well-doing of kingdom service. The well-doing of kingdom service. In Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26. The Bible says, ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and thy water. And we take sickness away from the midst of thee. And there shall none cast their young nor be barren in the land. And the number of thy days I will fulfill. The well-doing of kingdom stewardship brings forth numerous blessings as listed in this place to Christians. If your desire is to get doors open, key yourself permanently into serving God. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3 also explains to us one of the importance and one of the things that comes to us when we are involved in well-doing. Now look at this, everybody. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness, that is those that are involved in serving God. Those are this place is talking about evangelism. Those that are involved in evangelical work. Those that are involved in soul winning. He says, they shall, those that that be wise shall shine. So you will shine in the name of Jesus. They shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Maybe you don't understand that. It means that you will shine to the extent that nothing can. Have you ever seen anybody buy a blanket and want to cover the sun? You say, I went to ShopRite and I bought a big blanket. I want to cover the sun. The Bible says, if you are involved in kingdom stewardship, nothing can cover you from shining. If you are involved in kingdom stewardship, somebody say, I don't know how my future will look like. I know how my own future will look like. If I continue in the same path of stewardship, I can predict it. Malachi chapter 3, also verse 17. Malachi is not only titan that is in Malachi, there are many other things there. It says, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. That is, when you serve me, I spare you. When you serve me, I keep you in health. When you serve me, doors must open to you. Friends, there are many people in this church who are plugged in permanently into kingdom stewardship. I want to congratulate you in advance, because very soon, men will gather to celebrate God in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That's why the Bible says we should not be weary in well doing. You know, it's possible to be weary. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 say, don't be tired in what you are doing. Don't be weary in what you are doing. For in a somebody is here tonight, I sense you are in your due season. I say, I can sense you are in your due season. I can feel it that you are in your due season. And this season will bring forth blessing for you. I said, this season will bring forth blessing for you. So don't be a seat warmer. Don't be a bench warmer in a church. Don't be in a church and be a commenter of what is going on in the church. Be actively involved in what is happening in the church. Don't be somebody just observing what is going on. Oh, the chair is not clean. I can notice that some of the bulbs are not working. In fact, when I drove my car in, I noticed that there was no security outside. When I went to the toilet, I see that they forgot to pump water. All these things are there for you to do. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I have never seen a kingdom steward that ends empty. One of our brethren here is here tonight. Just got a job in Lagos. Because of stewardship, our church in Lagos called me and said, somebody in our church here needs somebody in a big company in Lagos. And we need somebody we want you from Ilorin, recommend somebody for us to come to Lagos to come and work in this company. This is a multinational company, not a roadside company, a company dealing in billions. Send one person to us. Then we say, oh, who is a steward? Who is somebody who is serving God? Who can go and represent God in this place? And somebody among us here was chosen. What am I saying? Kingdom stewardship suddenly opens doors to you mysteriously. Doors that have been shut for long. If any of my friends in the high places calls me and say, I want you to recommend somebody, if the person is not a steward, I can never recommend. Because the person will go and mess us up there. He will go and mess up there. But for somebody here tonight, strange doors will open to you as you serve God in Jesus' name. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 verse 18, a laborer in the B part, a laborer is worthy of his wages. 1 Timothy 5 verse 18, a laborer is one of the wages of stewardship is reward. That is open doors. For somebody here tonight, a door must open to you tonight. Number two, well doing that opens doors is called excellence. Excellence is a door opener anywhere. It doesn't matter what you are doing. That's what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10. Say, whatsoever your hand findeth to do, he said, do it with all your heart. There's no work in the grave. Oh. It's only in a place like Nigeria where people go and keep dollars in cemetery. They go and dig cemetery and keep dollars there. There's normally no work in the grave. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I know as God liveth, this year will not end before minimum 50% of all those people stealing our money, God must catch all of them. Amen. Say a good amen, except you are one of them. Amen. I say God must catch all of them. Amen. Anything you are doing, do it excellently. Doors must open for you. Talking about a man like Daniel in Daniel chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says that this man, Daniel, he carried an excellent spirit. There's a spirit called excellent spirit. You will catch that spirit tonight. I can hear your amen. Daniel 5 verse 12. You will catch that spirit tonight. I say you will catch that spirit tonight. Daniel 5:12, not 1, 5:12. There's a man called Daniel, he had a spirit called excellent spirit. For as much as an excellent spirit, someone say excellent spirit, and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams, the first thing that brought every other thing that Daniel commanded was excellent spirit. You know, you must pass through primary 1 before you move to primary 2, primary 3. Excellent spirit was what brought about every other thing that Daniel had. Don't care who I don't care how long a person has been in church. If he's not doing what he or she is doing excellently, doors can't open. Anything you are doing, let the touch of excellence be there. This Daniel was a nonentity in that place, as it were. But excellent spirit showcased him. You are the next that an excellent spirit will showcase tonight. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpretation of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called. That's open door. Let Daniel be called. Let Shade be called. Let Bayo be called. Let Dele be called. If there's somebody here tonight, they are going to call you. When they say they call a person, that's what they call open door. Hello? Yes, we want to tell you that as a result of the last job you did for us, we have just approved for you a 100 million contract. It will be your portion. I said it will be your portion. Your miracle will be number one amongst every other miracle. Number one miracle, Loluwa firete minshe. Number one miracle, Loluwa firete minshe. Oforin si mi lenu, oni ki ma kolo. Ofi josi mi lese oniki majo nisho ofa yo si mi loko ayo aye raye o number one miracle loluwa pire. What am I saying? If whatever you are doing is done excellently, more doors must open for you. The fact that you did a job somewhere and more doors are not opening to you, it means that your former task is questionable. There is a lack of excellence, so new doors are not being opened. An excellent man or an excellent woman has permanent opening of doors. Permanent. Footballers are not paid the same fee. Why? Their excellence level is different. Do you know that some people are paid 0 naira 0 kobo for playing football? And some, for every match, they are paid thousands of pounds. Hello? Hello? Thousands of pounds. Whereas, some people play the football just inside the rain like this. Now they'll be playing the football. Whereas, they are getting nothing. Some added a touch of excellence. They had a coach. The coach said, this is how to do it. This is what to do. This is how to do it. This is how to move. And then the club signed them on. The club came to sign them on. Some, they played the ball till they became old and they cannot play ball again. Why? Throughout their footballing career, it was done on excellently. I don't care what you are doing. If it is done excellently, you must shine. If you are a cobbler, cobbler your cobbler in excellently. Oh, cobbler your cobbler in anything. If you are selling fish, do the fish. Let people wonder that is this fish or what. If you are a tailor, be the tailor. If you are working in a place, it's a shame if you're a member of this ministry, you're working in a place, no matter your rank in the office, they mention 3 people or even 7 people in the whole of the company, your name is not mentioned in terms of relevance. It's a shame. You should cover your face. Because whatever you are doing, it must be done excellently. So much so nobody can. No, I mean, a man like Joseph. Who was Joseph? A bloody prisoner, ex-convict. Suddenly, because of his excellent interpretation of dream, they sent for him. They sent for him. They sent for him. That is the way they will send for you this month. I said, that is the way they will send for you this month. So don't do things wishy-washy anymore. Everything you are doing, do it excellently. Serve God excellently. Take care of your wife excellently. Take care of your husband. Pepperoni him excellently. Take care of what God has committed. Your business, your career. Take whatever it is you are doing. Let a touch of excellence be there. And then strange doors will open to you in the name of Jesus. Bible says in Proverbs 18 verse 19. See that a man diligent, that is excellent in his business, he will stand before kings. And not ordinary men. Number 3. Examples of well doing that opens door is called liberality, or what you can call giving. Every giver is a candidate of open door. Every giver. Is it giving is living, keeping is dying. Giving is living. Now, God just spoke to me about a scripture just now. It's not in my study note. It's not in my message for tonight, but I just got that message just now. Now, look at that. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Say, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they be good, they do good. Now, that's what I'm saying now tonight. Well doing. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. In Proverbs 11, 24 to 25, the Bible says, there's he that scattereth, yet increaseth. There is he that withholdeth more than his need, then he tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat. That's verse 25. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. I always tell people, if people are not giving you things, most likely you are not giving things throughout. If you are not giving things out, it's not likely you will receive. Sowing always precedes reaping. You must first sow before you can reap. So, what are we saying? Every giver is a candidate for permanent open door. In Genesis 18, you know that story very well of Abraham when some visitors were walking by. Bible says, Abraham ran after them. He said, let me cook for you. Let me give to you. And then the door, the barrenness of many years was terminated. Abraham was 99 years when he had Isaac. He was almost approaching 100 years. Barrenness of donkey years terminated because this man was a giver. Every giver is a man or woman who is a candidate for open doors. Door is shut, but is shut going boing against a non-giver. There's a man called Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3. From verse 3, the Bible says Solomon walked after the precept of his father, and he offered sacrifices at Gibeon. And the Bible says that he offered 1,000 burnt offerings. And of course, God appeared to him. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice. And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. He offered to God what nobody had offered to God before. In one day. In one day. And as a result of this, he became a man. God gave him a blank check. God gave him a blank check and said, anything you want, ask me, I will give you now. Just anything. Anything you want from me, ask from me just now. You are a giver and I'm ready to give you anything. The door of blessing opened unto him. And he was so wise. He asked for what would give him permanent flow of resources, which is called wisdom. Somebody is here tonight. A baptism of the spirit of giving comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? The giving grace is the prosperity grace. The giving grace is the prosperity grace. Until a man or a woman is a habitual giver, he has not yet planned to ever become prosperous. God will not prosper you beyond your giving ability because he can kill you. If God bless you, you can eat everything on your own. You can be eating 12 times a day, which can kill you before your time. But if he knows that you are a giver, if you have the capability to eat 5 times, then you give 3 times out, you eat 2 times, you say, yes, I'll give you more. So you can stay long and not die. There are many people, God is not making them rich, because once they are rich, they will soon die. Because everything they have, they want to enjoy it now. For somebody here tonight, a new grace to give comes upon you in Jesus' name. I say it comes upon you in Jesus' name. And God gave to Abraham in Genesis 22 verse 1 to 3, gave to Sarah the child that was promised as a result of Abraham's giving. As a direct result of Abraham's giving, God terminated everything that is called lack and opened the door of endless surplus to his life. For somebody here tonight, a door of prosperity shall be opened to you today. I say a door of prosperity shall be opened to you today. A door of prosperity shall be opened to you today. You know, I pray to God, anything I can't give, God should not give me. Anything that God gives me that I cannot give, I don't want it. Because that thing has become a mammon, it has become a god. Anything that you have that you cannot give, that thing is your god. So we must be givers if we desire to be prosperous and we desire open doors. Number 4. Examples of well-doing that opens doors. I said number 1 is what? Kingdom service. Number 2, excellence. Number 3, liberality or giving. Okay. Number 4 is a life of zealousness and holiness. A life of zeal for God. A zealous life for God. A zealous life for God. You see, you must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that your zeal for God opens door for you. Naturally, Every man or woman of zeal is a man or woman who enjoys open doors. And zeal produces a desire for holiness and righteousness. Your zeal for God makes you want to always live a life that is pure. You have zeal. I mean, this is one area that many are lacking. I mean, just look at it now. Just because it rained today now, look at the number of people in church. But is it possible that you have a contract of just 1 million and they say it is raining and you will not be in that rain? Is it possible that your child is in school and you want to, you know the child has to be picked in school and you will not go and pick the child? Is it possible that you have to catch a flight in the airport and they say the flight is 5:30 p.m. and you stay at home and say it is raining and I won't catch the flight? Your zeal for God opens the door. Your zeal for God brings about doors open for the zealous. You know what David did? David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this idiot? Who is threatening the people of God? I will kill you. That is what he calls zeal. And as a result of that, God brought him on the throne. And there's another man who had no zeal called Saul. If you get home, you can read it. I don't have time tonight. In 1 Samuel 15, the Bible says God spoke to him. Go and kill all these people. He kept the king. He kept the fattest of cow. The zeal of the Lord was dry. And the Bible says God spoke to Samuel. Say, go and meet this guy. I have rejected him. Say, when he was humble in his own eyes, I accepted him. Now there's no more zeal in him for me. I've dropped him as a king. And he ran after the king. He ran after the king. After the priest. And tried to hold his clothes. And as he held his clothes, the clothes of Samuel tore. He said, that is how God has torn your kingdom. I said, the way you tore my clothes just now, that is the way God has destroyed you. And many of you know the story of Saul, how eventually he was wasted. Let your zeal for God be on point. If you feel your zeal is going down, take fast on your own. Don't allow anybody to call fast for you. On your own, 7 days. Why am I oversleeping like this? To read Bible is not a problem now. To come to church for prayer banquet is now a challenge. I'm going on 7 days. And in the 7 days, every day, 3 hours speaking in tongues. Makata karabaya. Jakwateke tekelia. Rekwata baranaya. Lakwata bigazua. Jakwata barada. On your own, nobody told you. Just your zeal. Your zeal. Your zeal for God. And doors open naturally for such people. Doors open naturally for people. For such people. For somebody here tonight, your zeal for God will never go down. You will never tell the story of when you used to serve God with fervency. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. Let me hear your amen. You will never tell the story of when you used to be on fire for God. Let me hear your amen. Minobanjo, Emio tele Jesu, Bojo Banro, Emio tele Jesu, Minobanjo, Bojo Ro, Motele, Duro de mi Jesu, Motele, Odokwi, Minobanjo, Emio tele Jesu, Bojo Banro, Emio tele Jesu. Bino banjo, bojo ro, mo tele. Duro de mi Jesu, mo tele odo mi. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. If only you can improve on your zeal, doors will open naturally. You know, when you are zealous, you command God's presence. And you know that song? Demons tremble at your presence. Oh, 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 what a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you
Everything written about you is real.
Amen. Hallelujah. You people, you are pushing me, Abby. You are giving me the tonic to move forward. Praise the Lord. I still have 3 more points, so I need to be fast. Praise the Lord. Number 5, example of well-doing that we need to do for us to be able to access open doors is called self-discipline. Someone say self-discipline. Discipline is doing what is right and not what you like. Discipline means doing what is right and not what you like. Samson was destroyed simply because of lack of self-discipline. Judges 15, Judges 16. I don't have the time tonight. Every undisciplined man or woman, the door is naturally shut against them. When you are not disciplined, you have no future. Proverbs 11, verse 3. You must realize, ladies and gentlemen, that every undisciplined man is the integrity of the upright shall guard them, but the perverseness of the transgressors shall destroy them. The undisciplined is a transgressor, and say because of their perverseness, say they shall be destroyed. You have to discipline your body. You discipline your eyes. You discipline your body. Paul said, I put my body under. I haven't preached to others that I myself will not be a castaway. I put my body under. It's not everything you wish to do that you can do. Some people say, it looks like Christianity will make you free. Listen to me. Being in the world that you think is free is not free. It has its own price too. It has its own price. Every side has its own price. The Christian side has its own price. The unbelieving side has its own price. Only the disciplined can have access to continuous open doors. Discipline is painful, but it is gainful. It is painful, but gainful. And discipline is behaving yourself wisely. Psalm 101, verse 2. David speaking there, say, I will behave myself wisely. Psalm 101, verse 2. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. May you receive grace to behave yourself wisely. I can hear your amen. Amen. Let me hear your amen. Amen. The kind of amen you will say if I pray for you for dollars. Amen. One of the best prayers anybody, pastor, can pray for is that God will give you grace to be disciplined. Because when you are disciplined, everything that is possible that is good can come to you. When you are in discipline, blessings elude you naturally. And in discipline is something that we must fight against or else doors can open. For example, if you're a person that almost every meeting you go for, you go late. There are some level of blessing they can't give to you. If you are the kind of person that almost anything you do, you don't do it perfect. You do it within discipline. Discipline must be vital in your life. You discipline your thoughts. Bible says, guard your heart with all what? Diligence. It's not everything that anybody that you see on TV that you can watch. It's not everything you see that they put on the internet. You can browse, you can download, you cannot click. There sometimes you just want to check your email and some things, they just flash some things. If you mistakenly touch it, that is what you are already addicted for life. Except Holy Ghost fire drop on you and God deliver you. Be disciplined. An undisciplined person has no future. Doors are always locked for those who are not. And Christians are one of the most undisciplined people in this world. I mean, I can't imagine. Can somebody be in court and be eating chewing gum? In court and be eating chewing gum? In the front of a judge, a man in court and say, hello? Yes, can you come to that? You are coming with chewing gum. Can you be in court and be chatting? In court, where a human being is and be chatting? Can you be in court and pick your phone and quickly run out and say, hello, hello? You must shut it down or they shut you down or they give oddly to move you into the cell for 2 days. But Christians, anything goes. The only thing we don't do is to put our two legs on our pastor's head every undisciplined person, door is shut permanently for them. I pray for somebody here today. Grace for discipline comes for somebody in the name of Jesus. I say grace for discipline comes for somebody here in the name of Jesus. Let me just take one more, then we'll go to pray. Examples of well-doing that opens door. Number six is called living a praiseful life. Now, first and foremost, I want you to realize that breath is for praise. The purpose of breath, the purpose of you having breath in your nose is for praise. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So your praise automatically makes doors to open for you. I can't tell you again the story of Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. You know the story very well of how they prayed and they began to praise and the door suddenly opened. There was an earthquake and the door suddenly opened. Every man of praise is a man or woman of open doors. A praiseful life is a grateful life. Every man who wants doors to open for him, be a grateful person. To be ungrateful is to shut doors against yourself. I was joking with my wife this afternoon. On Saturday evening, I took her car. I brought it here for the pastor's prayer and for some other things in work in the church. And then I just saw this car, the fuel is down. So I bought some fuel and then put some fuel there. And then on Sunday she drove the car to church, and I think maybe Monday morning I just said, didn't you notice fuel in your car? I said, I just was wondering. I said, she said, I was wondering, did I buy fuel in this car? How did fuel come to this car? I said, okay, maybe angel bought it. So she came to me today and said, my fuel is down. I said, the angel that bought the one on Saturday. She laughed. She said, mercy. That is what happens. Sometimes we just forget some things. It just looks like it's normal. See, this God now. My father now. He's supposed to give me bread. Aren't I supposed to wake up this morning? What's the big deal? You don't want to know how many thousands of people die every day that sleep and do not wake up. We must be grateful beings if we want doors open. Anything done for you by God or anybody is not a right, it's a privilege. Hello? It's a privilege. You have a job, it's a privilege. You have a certificate, it's a privilege. You have a husband, it's a privilege. You have a wife, it's a privilege. You have children, it's a privilege. You have a church you are attending, it's a privilege. Some people even eat their wife's food, they don't even appreciate it. Men, wife will sweat in the kitchen very well and cook food. And they will lick it, they will carry the plate. And lick the plate, they will not even say thank you. As if I married her, I carry the yam. I carry yam to Avila. Why do I need to say thank you again? I heard the story of one woman who killed her husband. The woman asked for money. The husband said, I don't have money now. And she took knife and stabbed him in the abdomen. And the man died. What would that kind of person say? It's not your right. It's something you have to be grateful for. My dear, I thank you for this food. And then maybe the following day, she will do times 10 of what she did the day before. Your husband pays your children's school fees. Maybe we had the children together. What's the big deal? Who should pay the school fees before? No thank you. No appreciation. Somebody puts his hand in his pocket to give you something. Some time ago, I think last year or so, somebody from another ministry that I know came here and asked for an assistance. Initially, I was reluctant. I said, actually, you have your own church. Why don't you go there? But then I just felt, okay, let's do it. And then that thing was done. Now, after about, I think, 5 days or 1 week, I got a text. And now, the thing I'm talking about is not a 50,000, 70,000, 80,000 stuff. It's a major issue. Sorted out with cash. I just want to thank you, sir, for everything. and I've not even set my eyes on the person till today. Now, what about if that kind of person comes again tomorrow? If you want doors to be open for you, be an addict of thanksgiving. Be an addict. Don't let this your leg be too far from the ground to thank God. Anything you can think of. This, I want to give you an assignment now. When you get home, list everything God has done for you this year. Maybe your job, maybe your business, maybe health, maybe breathing. Maybe you have not even, some of you are here, you have not even visited the hospital this year at all. And you say, what has God done for me? Anything you can think of that God has done, list it. I have a diary like that. Somebody here gave me. I list it. I will list everything that God has done and I will carry it. And I'll be thanking, God. Who am I for you to have done this for me? Eh? Who am I? I'm standing like this. Eh? Your love is too much. Your care is too much. You are too. That is how to keep your door permanently open. But when you go to God, today with Grumbling International Limited, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10, neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. God, I have come again with my murmuring. By now, is this where I should be? I count everything. Okay, look at it now. 4 months has gone. Okay, what have you done now? We asked for this, you didn't give. We asked for, I want to travel to America, you didn't give me. I asked for a brand new house, you didn't give me. Eh? God said, okay, you will stay there for long. But for somebody here tonight, via the grace of the teaching you have received here tonight, I see you becoming an addict of appreciation in the name of Jesus. Anybody blessed tonight? If you are blessed tonight, shout hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.